to the Life Dare podcast, Bad Batching. I'm your host, Johnny Hum, and today we're talking about episode 5 of the Bad Batch Rampage. Because they need to find out what's going on with bounty hunters after Omega, so they head to Augmentel, where they go to a contact that Echo knows about and meet Cid, a Trandoshan who basically hires them for a mercenary job, and their job is to save a child called Muchi from Zygarian slavers who we met in the Clone Wars. So the Bad Batch head off, have a look, realise, you know, they scope it out and they have a look. And they're like, right, okay, so we've got 12 hostiles, X, Y, and Z, and they see a feline child that everyone assumes is Muchi. So the Bad Batch go in, but they all get captured because there's a flying dragon thing that belongs to the Zygarians, and yeah, they all get captured. So Omega hides in the ship whilst to a couple of Zygarians have a look around, and Omega hides and gets away and tries to find the rest of the crew, but realizes they are all captured and imprisoned. So she works a plan to rescue them, which involves freeing a baby Rancor. Baby Rancor causes mayhem, Bad Batch escape, and they then find out when they're rescuing all of the other prisoners that Muchi is the baby Rancor. They manage to beat off the Zygarians. Oh, that was a bad phrase. They managed to beat the Zygarians using Muchi and subdue baby Rancor and get her somehow on the ship. Intriguing. And take her back to Cid. Meanwhile, Cid has been in contact with a random person who is desperate for her to find Muchi. And it's very thinly veiled who that person is. So they take Muchi back to Cid, and as the Bad Badger in there, Hunter goes in, finishes the deal, and as they're about to leave, in walks Bib Fortuna and a pair of Gamorrean guards, because Bib Fortuna wants Muchi back for Jabba. And then Cid basically turns around and is like, look forward to working with you again. So we've pretty much nailed kind of a bunch of what this series is going to be, which is them doing jobs for Cid. Probably for money, probably for information. This one was pretty much for information because they wanted info on Fennec Shand. Which Cid provides, but she doesn't provide the person who's hired Fennec. So, you know, we're still out of the loop on that one, which is fair enough. I mean, secrets to be kept. And then the Bad Batch go off with a chunk of money so they can buy supplies, fuel, etc. And Omega comes away with the energy bar that we've seen her in trailers with, which she took from a unconscious or dead Zygarian. So really, I mean, like, this episode, like, every episode kind of builds, which I really liked. So nothing feels like filler, and with 16 episodes in a season, I kind of feel like there's no room for a quote-unquote filler episode. Like, it's all story. Everything will mean something. I mean, this one is very heavy on things that will lead places. She's got a weapon now, which she can use. By she, I mean Omega. They now have a contact where they can earn credits when they need to. Building on their kind of group dynamic as well, because at the beginning they gave Omega a comm link that used to belong to Crosshair, and in a really sly dig, Tech's like, well, he's not using it, so you can use it, and it's like, oh! So like, the building, there's feelings of animosity between, like, towards Crosshair, which I think is really interesting, even though Omega has said to them that, you know, like she's turned around and said, look, it's not his fault, but, you know, I guess the crew don't really see it that way, which is kind of bad for Crosshair, but at the same time, it's like, he turned on us, he shot Wrecker. Who hasn't shot Wrecker, it seems? Something interesting as well, Wrecker still is having headaches after smacking his head a couple of episodes ago. Which I really think is going to lead into what we saw in the trailer, where they're with Rex on that planet with the Rex Venators. I reckon he's going to take them to the med bay and remove their chips, you know, because he knows how, thanks to Ahsoka. So I'm really intrigued to see how that plays out, but, you know, kind of given what we've seen in the trailer, I'm like, that kind of ties together, which will be interesting because I'm looking forward to seeing Rex again. I've seen a lot of stuff online, people complaining about Mucci, and it's like, why do we need to have all this information? Why do we need to see this? We don't need answers for everything. We don't need everything explained to us. Guys, it's like, enjoy the story. You know, it's like, there was, I remember when I was much younger, reading the Essential Guide to the Characters, and, kind of part of the lore around Bib Fortuna was that he got Mucci, well, he got the baby Rancor for Jabba, as a way of, securing his place as Jabba's majordomo. And really, essentially, what the writers have done is kind of tied that in to the new canon. And I think, you know, if there's a story there that you can do that, do it, you know? And it's fun. It's a, you know, we're not meant to sit there and take everything so seriously. But, it basically, Mucci was a plot point, you know. Mucci was a way of Omega showing her initiative to free her crew. And that was another thing I found really interesting, was at the beginning, when they're meeting Sid, as they go into the bar, they all crowd around her in a very protective fashion, which I thought was really interesting. You can really tell that they care and they are protecting her after this whole Fennec Shand thing, which I thought was really cool, and it was like something I noticed instantly. which, you know, sometimes for me it takes a couple of watches. So yeah, I'm like, this is really good, this is really cool, kind of really subtle things that really work well for the group dynamic. What else? I mean, so yeah, like Mucci, like, I like the fact that they added this in. You know, it's a piece of old canon, well, old EU stuff, like I said, and, you know, it's like Filoni has said, like, numerous times, is like, look, if there's a story, and it's like, well, if there's a story that exists in canon that they're thinking about telling, if there's a story, no, if there's a story they want to tell, like this one, it was like they wanted to have some sort of creature that they could use as like some like kind of like the reason they escaped, then and there's a story, you know, and there's an existing story, then why not just tell that existing story? But just like kind of throw it into into the canon and, you know, make it kind of fit. And that's all they've done. It's like the same that they did with Thrawn, you know, same that they did with Captain Pelion, you know, even though he wasn't like a massive thing, he was mentioned, he was part of one of the Thrawn novels, and, you know, it's like all these things, it's like it works, it meshes together. And, you know, at the end of the day, if there is an existing story, if there's an existing storyline, why not use it? And I think just people are getting hell-bent over it, because it's like, they're just trying to over-explain everything. I don't think so. I think they're just trying to give us a good story, and they found a way of kind of tying it in. But yeah, like, I really enjoy the episode. I've really, like, I'm still waiting for that episode that doesn't thrill me. And we're nowhere near that yet. Every episode I have thoroughly enjoyed. And long may that continue, because, like, even with Rebels, there were episodes where I was like, oh, you know, wasn't so great. Of course, by the end of Rebels, everything paid off for me. So I was like, okay, I look back at Rebels now and I'm like, that's this, that's this, that's this, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool. But, you know, like, kind of initial watching, I'm like, oh, well, okay. And Resistance, well, I've waxed on a lot about Resistance and how I kind of felt let down and disappointed, especially in season 2. When, you know, it's like, hey, look, this is like your only, this is like your final season. Why are you giving us so much kind of stuff that doesn't seem to matter? And with Resistance, it didn't. There was like very little payoff for a lot of those quote-unquote fillers. So, you know, like, to watch Bad Batch and be thrilled with every episode, it, you know, it's really like invigorating and enjoy, it makes it more enjoyable, which I think is the key to all this content. I mean, I'm keeping Mandalorian out of that for the sole reason that I'm talking about animation here. I'm not like throwing Mandalorian into that one, mainly because the one episode that I really didn't like ended up paying off brilliantly in the end. So, you know, I learned my ways. But anyway, I'm going to end it here. Sorry about the walking in the wind. I had very little time since the episode came out to record, so I'm kind of doing it on my walk back to my car from work. I'm at my car now. So, before I go, I would like to say thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up this episode. I hope that it doesn't put you off listening. Again, I'm going to try not to do a walking one again. It's just the way that things have happened. I'd like to thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to follow the blog and podcast. If you haven't seen the blog, if you'd like to have a look, it's at mystyleslifedebt.com. You can find me on Twitter at lifedebtjohnny. And if you would like to support the blog and podcast in any way, shape, or form, please head on over to patreon.com/mystyleslifedebt, or have a look at the support page at mystyleslifedebt.com and see what you guys can do to help help promote the blog and support the blog in any sort of way. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to support. And punch it. Chewy.